Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good Monday morning to you. It's 7:40. We are looking at 73 degrees right here on WRHI's Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Patty Mercer. We are so happy to have you with us on this Monday, July 27th. I got that right that time. Yeah, the week starts off better when you start off with the right date.
Right.
As my staff here, my coworkers, everyone involved in getting you off on a great start. All right, we're in this together.
Yes, that's really true.
Anyway.
Well, we are continuing to talk about football and high school sports, and we're so fortunate and lucky to have Coach Dean Boyd. He is the head football coach over there at York Comprehensive High School. Good morning to you, Coach.
Good morning.
All right. Well, we'll start with where everyone starts. What does the season look like for the Cougars there in York?
Well, if we get to play, which I think we will eventually get to play, whether it be in the fall or even maybe the spring, I think we have a good chance to have a pretty good football team. You know, last year was my first year back at York, and we struggled somewhat, but we got all our systems in place, offensive system, defensive system, our philosophy and what we want to do and that sort of thing. So now that we got all that back going again, I think that we should be in a pretty good situation, good place.
Now, even though this is your second year at York, you have, 34 years of coaching under your belt. But I suppose it's safe to say that this upcoming season is something like you've never seen before.
It truly is. I mean, I don't think you could have ever imagined in your wildest dreams it was going to be like this or have a season like this. You know, I've been through hurricanes, I've been through snowstorms, I've been through a whole bunch of stuff, but never anything like this. But, you know, we teach our kids about adversity all the time and overcoming adversity and being a part of life. So what better way of having something that's it's a great teachable moment for our young men and to make them better men throughout their lives. So we're just trying to make a positive out of it and trying to move forward. And it's just like this summer. We're doing all the protocols. We're working out and that sort of thing. But we took it as a situation where we actually got to teach our kids about wearing their mask and staying 6 feet apart and washing their hands and a teachable moment.
Awesome. As fans look at this and say, our heart breaks for these young men and young women as entering the highlight of their high school careers. What is, though, the morale that you see from these young people? I mean, you deal with these young men and women day in and day out. Is it the heartbreak or, to your point, it's heartbreak, but life moves on and this is just another teachable lesson?
Well, what you find out when you've worked with young people as long as I have is that they're more resilient and are actually tougher than a lot of people give them credit for. Last spring I thought about my senior year in high school and not being able to play baseball and how crushing that would have been. But our kids are resilient. They find a way to get through things. And, yeah, they're apprehensive right now, and they're a little stressed a little bit right now. Anxiety is probably pretty high for them. But they also understand that whatever happens, we're going to try to do what's best for them. And I think they down deep understand that. They know we care about them. We love them. We're going to make a point every day to tell our kids in York that we love them. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps. I think it shows our kids that no matter what happens and whatever we go through, we're going to get through this thing together. So I don't know if that answered your question or not, but that's kind of the philosophy that we take.
Well, I love the fact that you're leading and by example and framing it where it's an opportunity to grow and become better. And we talk so much about football and the skills they learn on the field, but also those life skills that make them better people. And this is a life skill, how to overcome adversity. It may not be what they expected in the season, but you start by, kind of coming together and realizing the importance of the mask and the social distancing and following the guidelines.
I think that's a big key for us. Uh, we're we're going to be starting a group here in probably 20 minutes, about 8 o'clock. And they're going to come in. They're going to get their temperature checked. They're going to get asked the questions that they have to get asked every day. They're going to be wearing the mask. They're going to have all kinds of stations to wash their hands. And then they're going to get to work. And they're going to stay socially distanced in that. A lot of our young people didn't get that before we started workouts. You know, they were told that they needed to do these things, but they didn't do them probably, or they weren't enforced to do them. If you come into workouts, you have to do these things. So I think that's just another way of teaching them some proper guidelines. You know, as a teacher, that's what we're called mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm. And in the end, that's what we are. We're teachers. Matter of fact, if we have coaches sometimes that say, I got into it for coaching, well, I don't want them coaching for us because mm-hmm. I want teachers, because the best, I think some of the best teachers are coaches.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Dean Boyd. He's the head football coach there at York Comprehensive High School, entering your second year now at York Comp. And coach, at this point in the high school league's back to play plan, it's phase 1.5, so you can start introducing the ball throwing from one player to another player. Does that start today or...
Starts August 3rd.
August 3rd, okay.
Next Monday.
All right, so that's and it's exciting, something exciting to look forward to.
It is. I mean, you know, because we've been working out since June the 15th, and, you know, when you're lifting weights and you're running every single day and you can't throw a ball in there, you can't even mention a ball, it gets a little monotonous for the kids, even for the coaches, and they start wearing down a little bit. Maybe you don't have the attendance that you had before. The last couple of weeks, we've actually thrown in some football drills because we didn't even have any football drills going. We were just conditioning and lifting mm-hmm. Without a ball, without equipment. But now we're able to bring a ball mm-hmm. back in, and you know that's going to be a little bit better. You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you. You know, the game is about the ball. The game is named after the ball, so that's yeah. pretty important.
That's yes. so true.
That's going to be fun for them. And even though there are, you know, unknowns in terms of what the fall season is going to look like, we do know that fundraising is a very important part of making the season its best. What have you got planned for that?
Well, our York Touchdown Club, we actually have a board meeting tonight at 6 that will follow all those same guidelines that we just talked about, and a lot of Zoom stuff. Oh, don't even get me started on the Zoom, but we have our annual golf ball drop. It's by the York Touchdown Club. Right now, we're scheduled for August the 20th. That's when we thought we were going to get to start on time. So we have the opportunity. It looks like right now September the 11th may be the date that we start. So we may even drop that date back to September the 10th. But basically what that is that everybody can buy a ticket for $20, an opportunity for $20 to win $2,500. Mm. And it's really a neat thing. This is something that York had done before I got here, and we continue to do it. It's we usually have it on our parent night, and I have a big cookout. And then what they do is the York Fire Department, Dominic Manair and York Fire Department, will take the bucket truck up, the ladder truck, and they will take a bucket of golf balls, 500 golf balls. They have a orange dot on the track. They drop these golf balls onto the track, and the ball that's closest to the dot wins the $2,500.
So that's fun.
It's pretty neat because when they drop those balls, they're way up. When they yeah. drop those balls, they go everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty neat task. But, you know, and it doesn't last long, but the biggest part is selling the tickets. And
sure.
we have those going out right now and doing everything they're doing. But you're absolutely right. Fundraising is crucial mm-hmm. at this point in time right now because we, you know, football gates in the South basically run most mm-hmm. athletic departments. Mm-hmm. And when you're not guaranteed, right now we're only guaranteed 7 games, and that may be in jeopardy later too. So that means 3 or 4 home games, and that's at most. Mm-hmm. So you've got to have fundraisers. You've got to find a way to raise funds for the athletic department. But that's the good thing about York. They really get behind their program.
Well, it's called the Golf Ball Drop. It's sponsored by the York Touchdown Club. Reach out to them if you want to take part. Again, tentatively scheduled right now for August the 20th. But as Coach Boyd just said, it might be pushed back to September. But what we have learned, that nothing is set in stone with COVID-19. So people are very fluid and they understand if dates and schedules change. But, well, Coach Dean Boyd is, again, entering his second year as York's head football coach. Here's to another successful year. Hopefully you guys will get to play. And thanks so much for being being such a good leader, and hearing your coach tell you that he or she loves you.
So important.
Boy, what a difference that makes. So I applaud you guys for using that at such an age where they might not hear it, or they might not hear it from a coach. And I could tell you, it means the world probably to them. That's fantastic, Coach.
I appreciate y'all having me on today.
Absolutely.
Too.